From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gulf Arab states agree Iran nuclear deal boosts regional security. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced Monday in Doha, Qatar, that the foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council agreed Iran's nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, will contribute to their region's security once fully implemented.
Once fully implemented, the JCPOA contributes to the region's long-term security, including by preventing Iran from developing or acquiring a military nuclear capability.
Mr. Kerry said they also agreed on the need to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Some GCC members have questioned whether the lifting of sanctions will empower Tehran to destabilize the region. President Obama is planning to make a major speech Wednesday on the Iran nuclear agreement as a congressional vote on the matter nears. One Republican lawmaker says there are enough votes in the House of Representatives to defeat the agreement, forcing President Obama to veto it. Congress is in the midst of a 60-day review of the pact. A veto could only be overridden by a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress. In Mali, another ambush. Suspected Islamist militants killed 11 soldiers in an attack on an army base near the northern desert city Timbuktu Monday. The pre-dawn attack followed another ambush of an army convoy in central Mali over the weekend that killed two soldiers. The Mauritanian news agency says Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, has claimed responsibility. Jihadists took control of northern Mali following a 2012 coup. They were scattered by a French intervention in 2013. In June, the government signed a peace agreement with an alliance of Tuareg separatists. This is VOA News.